Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, July 1st, 2015, Bruce Springsteen makes a surprise appearance at Brian Wilson's show in Homdale, New Jersey, where he joins the Beach Boys legend on Bob Rann and Surfin' USA. On this day in 2012, Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees reveals on his Twitter page that he planned to continue performing as a solo artist, singing his group's hits as a tribute to his late brothers, Maurice and Robin. On this day in 2005, R&B artist Luther Vandross passes away at the age of 54, 2 years after suffering a major stroke. Also on this day in 2005, Ronaldo Obie Benson of the legendary Motown singing group The Four Tops dies at the age of 69. On this day in 2000, Cub Coda, the leader of Brownsville Station and composer of their hit Smokin' in the Boys' Room, passes away from complications arising from kidney dialysis at the age of 51. On this day in 1983, a New Jersey bass quintet calling themselves Bon Jovi are signed to Phonogram's Mercury label. On this day in 1981, Steppenwolf bassist Rushton Moreave, who co-wrote Magic Carpet Ride with John Kay, is killed in a motorcycle accident in Santa Barbara. He was 32. He had been kicked out of the group in 1969 when he refused to return to California, fearing it was about to sink into the Pacific Ocean. On this day in 1976, Connie Francis is granted a $2.5 million judgment against the hotel where she was assaulted in 1974. On this day in 1970, disc jockey Casey Kasem broadcast his first American Top 40 radio show, where he counts down the hits from the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1969, John Lennon and his son Julian, along with Yoko Ono and her daughter Kyoko, are injured in a car crash in Scotland. John receives 17 stitches for a facial injury. Yoko receives 14 stitches, and the children are badly shaken. Lennon later had the car crushed into a cube and exhibited on his lawn. On this day in 1962, Gene Vincent is the featured act at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, along with an up-and-coming local group called The Beatles. And on this day, July 1st, 1957, a future star signs her first recording contract at the age of 11, after 5 years of singing professionally. She would go on to have a total of 29 top 40 singles. Who is she, and what is her biggest hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, July 1st, 1957, a future member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame signs her first recording contract at the age of 11, after 5 years of singing professionally. Little Miss Dynamite, as she was called, would go on to have a total of 29 top 40 hits. Among her biggest hits is a Billboard number one. Here's Brenda Lee and I'm Sorry.